Parshas Miketz is something very interesting, I think, for all of us as a tip for life. Parshas Miketz, we find about Yosef HaTzadik naming his first son. Now, what's interesting about Yosef HaTzadik is Yosef HaTzadik's life is the up and down of our lives. If you imagine in the last week's parsha, the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef is on top of the world. He's 17, good-looking guy, has a whole life ahead of him, learning one-on-one with his father, not worrying about working. His brothers worked, he didn't work. He knew he was his dad's favorite. He is on top of the world. That's like, you know, you can't get better than that. You know, and then by the time we get to the end of the parasha, he's in the lowest point that any human being can possibly be in. He's in a foreign country, and he's in a jail, and he has absolutely no way of getting out, no future of getting out, no light at the end of the tunnel. He's all alone, no family, and he's probably the lowest point a human being can be. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Then we get to this week's parasha, last week's parasha, parasha's Miketz. All of a sudden, by the time the parasha is over, he's got a wife, he's got two kids, second in command, has a high-ranking job, good salary with a pension, he's back on top of the world. It's amazing. Yosef HaTzadik's life in two parashas went from the two extremes. From the lowest point to highest point, back and forth, all over. So what exactly is the tool to deal with the ups and downs of life? Because we're all going to have them. Hopefully not as extreme as Yosef, the downs, but we all have our ups and downs of life. What perhaps is one of the ways of dealing with the downs? So I think there's a lot that we can learn from this week's parasha. What does Yosef name his first son? First son. Now, we all know, anyone that deals with names and kids, you'd be shocked how many shouts I get about naming kids. It's such a sensitive topic. Parents put so much energy, and then the grandparents get involved, and it gets sticky, and it's celebrity, so to say. But when naming children, a lot of thought goes into naming a child. A lot. Parents think about the person that they're naming for, and they want that hashpa to go into their child, and there's a lot of time and energy. And it's brought down in Svarim that names are important, and there's a lot to it. So what does Yosef name his first son? You could imagine Yosef HaTzadik, at this point in his life, he's on the up part of life, he's doing well, he has a family, and the first chance, you think maybe he named him after Yitzchak, maybe name him after Avram Avinu, something big. What is the big name he gives his son? Menashe. Says the Torah, you know why? Kinashani elakim as beis aviv es kol amali. Hashem allowed me to forget my entire past. I forgot my father's house, and I forgot all my Torahs, I forgot everything. What type of name is that? That's the great name that Yosef is giving to his son. That thank you, Hashem, for giving me the power to forget my entire childhood, all the bad years, and now I'm only focusing on the good years. So Mefarshim asks this, what exactly is the name over here? So many Mefarshim suggest that, Schwab writes like this, that he wasn't saying, I'm forgetting it. He's saying, often in life, when you hit a bad patch, and you survive it, you need to sometimes forget a little bit of it, because you're not going to be able to move on. If you're forever going to harbor the bad feelings and the bad memories, you will never be able to move on. Look at Holocaust survivors. How are they? I can't imagine how they were able to pick up the pieces from what they saw and move on with their life. The answer is, on some level, they were able to forget it a little bit. They blocked it out, so to say. They don't talk about it, whatever it may be. Because if you continue to think and think and think about the hardships that you have, you will never be able to move forward. It's just impossible. Says Reb Schwab, that's what Yosef is telling us. When we have hardships in life and we survive it, we have to a little bit. If you want to move forward and have a productive life, instead of harboring on the bad, you have to be able to forget it a little bit. But says Reb Shamshon of Al-Hirsh, a totally different taich of the Pasuk. Says Reb Shamshon of Al-Hirsh, you know what the Pasuk means, kineshani elikim? It doesn't mean to forget. He says it means from the lashon of credited. Says Reb Hirsh, you know what Yosef said to himself when he named his first son? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I understand everything that happened. Now I understand all that happened in my father's house and all the toils I went through. Now I understand why I was sold and why I had to go to Mitzrayim and why I ended up over there. Now it all makes sense to me. Yosef is teaching Menashe and all of us that when you don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for you. Now he saw it. He saw it with his own eyes. Now I get it. It makes sense. I would never be second in command in Mitzrayim if I didn't have an issue with my brothers and my brothers didn't sell me and I ended up here. Hashem had a master plan for all of us. Sometimes we see it clearly, sometimes we don't. But what Yosef is teaching us, and himself and his son, is that if you want to be able to deal with the ups and downs of life, you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for all of us. He has a master plan for what is best for us and what is correct for us, and you have to be able to see it like that. When a person is able to come to that realization, that is perhaps a trick or a tool to deal with the ups and downs of life. And that's really what the Menorah represents. What does the Menorah represent? The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha, as does many other Achreidim, that we didn't need a miracle for the Menorah, because we have a principle, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We could have lit with Tamei Dika oil. So why do we need a miracle? Says the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Daf Chafal. You know why we need a miracle? Because Hashem wanted to show us, I'm still here. I'm with you. I care about you. I have not forsaken you. Because Yevanim were claiming that Hashem's done with you guys. You're over. You're old news. Hashem is finished with you. He doesn't care about you. You're not connected anymore. You lost that special bond. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Hashem made a miracle to show, I'm still here. Even in the darkest of times, I am always here. Even in the most difficult situation a person finds himself, he's never alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in. That's the light of the Menorah. The light of the Menorah is supposed to represent in the darkest situation that we find ourselves. In the most disparaging situation, the worst situation, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's why we light the Menorah. The Menorah represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our life. If that's a pshat, maybe now we can understand the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, HaRogel B'ner, HaVelom Bonim Tamidei Chachamim. Someone who's rogel in Ner Chanukah, it's a school to have children that are Tamidei Chacham. What exactly is the connection between the Ner and Tamidei Chacham? So most Rishayim learn the Gemara is referring to Ner Chanukah. Rashi happens to have a minority opinion that's referring to Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Okay, well, let's refer like most Rishayim, it's Ner Chanukah. What is someone who's careful with Ner Chanukah, how does that transfer into having children that are Tamidei Chacham? So perhaps what the Gemara is saying is like this, if you educate your children, Harog means you're accustomed to. You're accustomed to not the lighting of the menorah, but to the message of the menorah. What's the message of the menorah? Is that never despair. No matter what is going on in life, in the darkest of points, and you don't see what is going on, you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, because that's what the menorah represented. That's a school to have children that are Tamidei Chacham. You'll ask me, what does that have to do with Torah knowledge? The answer is when children feel, growing up, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly with them, it is a big help to enable them to grow and learn in Yerushalayim and Yiddishkeit. When a person feels that he's alone and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forsaken him, it's very easy to go off. Because he feels like he's alone and no one cares about him, so he goes off. When a person feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you no matter what is going on, the ups and the downs, the darkest and the most worst situations, Hashem is with you, then a person has a chance to be able to be Dovik Batayr. My son is 5 years old, and he was trying to zipper his sweatshirt. Okay, so he tried once, it didn't work. So next thing I see, he's covering his eyes like this. So I said, what are you doing? He told me, I'm davening to Hashem, I should be able to zipper my sweatshirt. Okay, pretty good education he's getting. Okay, I don't know if he got that from me, but he got it from the yeshiva. So I told him, I said, I just want you to know, if it doesn't work, it's because Hashem still loves you. I want you to know that. Glad he got it the next time afterwards, but okay. I want him to realize that. That just because you don't get answered right away, it doesn't mean Hashem doesn't love you, it doesn't mean he doesn't hear your tefillahs. We need to live with an attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us no matter what. That's what the Menorah represented. The whole Hadlakas Neiros was a miracle. We didn't need it. Hashem just showed, I'm with you, I'm here. And therefore, that's what Yosef was teaching us for Deir Deiros. Kineshani Elikim is saying, no, I understand it now. It all makes sense. All these events in my life all start to make sense. The Nesiva Shalom writes that if a person were to look back every Shabbos and look back at all the events that happened during the week, he'd be able to see just a little glimpse of Hashkacha Pratis V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's probably why we say, Toiv L'Hoydes L'Hashem, we give Hoydah T'Kadosh Baruch Hu on Friday night. You look back and say, oh, now it all makes sense, what happened on Sunday, and on Monday that fell through, but that picked up, and I was late for this, and I missed it. It all starts to make sense a little bit more when you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan for us. That's really what the Nes of Chanukah was. And therefore, I think that's Pshat in the Gemara of Haraga B'ner, Havilam Banim Tamidei Chacham. I try every year to come up with some new Chanukah Torah, to be mechadish something in the Kayach HaTorah. So this year what I was thinking about was like this, maybe another pshat in the Gemara of Harog B'ner Havilan Tamid Acham, because we had the kashaf of the Pnei Yeshua, that Tumah Hoch B'tziba, why did they need the miracle of the Shemen? So maybe pshat in the Gemara is like this, because Klal Yisrael at that time was a little laxed in mitzvahs. They weren't so zohir. So maybe when they came to the miracle and they fought back for the Jewish rights, they said to themselves, you know what? Yeah, I know there's a hetzik called Tumah Hoch B'tziba. I don't want to do things with a term. I want to do things lichatchila. Often in life, we like to go for the heter, the more mekel dikah approach. You know, 1-800 dial a heter, whatever's, you know, shop around for rabbanim, which one's mater, and I go with him. So maybe at that time, the chashmonaim were being mechanich themselves again in chashivas atayra mitzvahs. They said, you know, we don't want to do mekel. I know there's a kula tum hoch b'tzibra, I know. But we want to do things, the thnimusher said, we want to go beyond what technically we have to do. And maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. Harogul b'ner, if someone educates their children with the value of the Ner Chanukah, what's the value of the Ner Chanukah? It's the realization that it's not always about looking for kulas, it's not always about looking for a teirim. Obviously, you have to use a teirim when that's the accepted custom. But if you know, you don't always shop around to find the minority opinion, that's mekel and be samech on him. Then a tamid ha-chacham, if a person educates his children with that type of ideology, then he's takas zeichet ha-banan tamid ha-chacham. If we're always looking and searching for the kula, then it's much harder to produce good children. They're always looking for the easy way out. Mashenkin, if we're teaching our children, educating them to go lefnim mishur, then perhaps, then we're zeichet ha-banan tamid ha-chacham. But also, what's also interesting about Chanukah is that the Yom Tov of Chanukah was made up by the Rabbanon of the time, and they made it for 8 days, which we'll talk a little bit more today, but they didn't make it with Isra Siyas Malach. As my son asks, are you allowed to do Muktzah on Chanukah? That's his Geder Hadvarim of what you're allowed to do, right? You're allowed to do Muktzah on Chanukah. Yeah, you're allowed to do Muktzah on Chanukah. But I was thinking about it once, why? Why didn't they make it like a Yom Tov? The Moshe, we'll see later today, hopefully we'll get to it, I think source number 27 or something, there's Rabbeinu Yonasan Melunil who writes that we copied Chanukah. Chanukah was copied from Sukkot. So we should have made it like Sukkot. We should have the first 2 days. The kids are going to have even more time off from school, can you imagine? We'd have the first 2 days of Chanukah, we'd have some form of Achal HaMoed, and then we'd have a second day. Why did they structure it with no Isser Melach? So I think the pshat is because what was the whole battle of the Yevonim? We were fighting for our rights to be Oyved Hashem. We were fighting an ideology of the outside world. The outside world was telling us that your way of life is archaic, your way of life is illogical, and you guys are all wrong, and we're right. So if we would have a Yom Tov of 8 days, when we'd sit in our homes and not do Melach and sit around like-minded people, that doesn't really show that we want anything. We'd have Shabbos meals and Yom Tov meals, and we'd all sit around the table and say, wow, we all believe in our religion. We weren't fighting against us. We were fighting the outside world. The people that we meet on the street and the people we interact with on work and the people we deal with on a regular day. So B'davka on Chanukah, we go out to the outside world and we see them and we deal with them and we work. And Afalpikin, we hold on to our values and say, listen, today's a day of work, but I'm letting you know we still keep Torah mitzvahs and I gotta go home and light Nes Chanukah and I have to stop for Mincha. We make it part of our life. We live with the lesson of Chanukah, not merely just to commemorate it. We go out into the streets and live it. We deal with people and we interact with people and we discuss with people. And then, Avopikin, we hold on to what's valuable. Perhaps that's Pshan, why in Al Anisim, that we say in Al Anisim, we talk all about the Muhammad. Al Anisim is all about the Muhammad, while the Gemara in Shabbos is all about the Shemin. So we've said other pshatim in the past, but maybe this is a pshat. When do we say Al Anisim? When we bench and when we daven. Those are all activities that we do on a daily, it's part of our daily curriculum, our daily activity. Part of our daily activity a person has to deal with is those type of misyavnim that you're going to come in contact with. You're going to come in contact with misyavnim. Many of us come in contact with non-religious Jews or people that are trying to question and doubt what we do. And you have to be mechazik yourself in Al Anisim throughout the day, in the tefillahs throughout the day. Remind yourself, yeah, I'm going to go out to work and I'm going to meet a guy at work and one of my coworkers. He's going to try to convince me not why. I'm going to tell him no, I'm holding on to my religion. Maybe that's perhaps why the Yom Tov of Chanukah was structured the way it was, as opposed to being a Yom Tov for the Isra Siyas Malacha. We mentioned that the Pnei Yeshua points out that the Nes of Chanukah didn't really need to be such a big miracle because of Tum Mehutra B'tzibur. So perhaps another pshat on why Klal Yisrael didn't want to rely on a Terim is because we know the Ramban writes in many places, Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a large sikha about this, that the lesson of the Menorah is Akaras HaToif. The menorah that was supposed to be our way of paying back HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us light in the Midbar was we lighting the menorah. So perhaps that's why when Bnei Yisrael were presented with a question of how do we light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Should we be Samech on Kulah of Tum HaHutra B'Tzibur or not? They said no. When it comes to HaKadosh HaTov, you don't use Kulahs. Kulahs are for everything else in life. Yeah, you want to be Makel. Yeah, you Makel and this and that. When it comes to showing and expressing one's gratitude, there's no room for Kulahs. Then you got to go to the nth degree of Chumrah and you have to do exactly what's right. That's the whole mahus of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The whole mahus of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is us being makir toiv to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's perhaps another pshat in the Gemara. I think we're on a roll today. Another pshat in the Gemara. Harogul b'ner. Someone teaches their children to have HaKadosh HaToiv. That element of being makir toiv. Havi lambanim tamid hachacham. Then a person can raise children that are tamid hachacham. We all think that we only raise children tamid hachacham if all we focus on is learning. It's a mistake. The Gemara is telling us there's much more hashkafa that goes into raising children to be Tamid Chacham. You have to give them other values. Maybe that's another pshat in the Gemara. If you teach them the lesson of Chanukah, what's the lesson of the Menorah? To be Makir Toif, to be able to give and appreciate those that do for you, then you're zoichet to have Baran Tamid Chacham. I can't properly express my gratitude for the beautiful and very, very wonderful and generous donation that I received, Chanukah gift that I received this week from all of you, those who attend here the Shurim. And it's beyond words. But as we just mentioned, there's no heter not to be makir toiv just because you can't come up with the right words. So I'm going to try my best as I can, to be makir toiv to what I feel is an unbelievable matana. Someone asked me this week, does your Sunday morning shiur ever get canceled? I said, no, we never get canceled. The guy looked at me like I fell off the face of the earth. What do you mean, never get canceled? I said, when you have people that really want to learn, there's no reason to cancel a shiur. If I can't make it, that's my problem. I can't make it. But Baruch Hashem, I don't think we've ever canceled due to, except for maybe weather or other cheshbonos, I don't know. I don't think we normally cancel on a Sunday morning. That's not because of me. because I'm only one person. I can't give a share to the four walls. It doesn't really work. It's because there are people that care enough about Torah Sunday morning on their only day off the whole week, where they get to have a slower start, wake up late, that are moisa nefesh to come day in and day out, no matter what's going on in their life, whatever they're up to, whatever they're dealing with, they come every single Sunday to learn Torah. Today is a day where I think almost every yeshiva in the world is off today. Kamat every yeshiva, every kailul, even Lakewood, Beis Medrash, BMG, I think it's an unofficial day off. I asked them, I said, what does that mean? It means if you're not there, no one's going to, you know, it's not bad on your resume if you're not there today for Sunday. I mean, today became a day that people don't learn Torah for whatever reason, whatever the Yevanim one, whatever the story is. But the Ma'aseh Baruch Hashem, you look around here, we're as a regular crowded today. And I'm sure everyone has a lot of things to do. I'm sure everyone is busy and everyone has responsibilities. But Baruch Hashem, everyone comes here to learn. And those who listen online, and those who chazed Yishurim and listen to Yishurim, to me, that's the greatest matana in the world, that people come and learn a style of learning that's almost lost today. It's a sad thing to think about. That style of lomdus, besides from the yeshivas, is not properly done today. We don't come out with too much halacha l'maisa. We don't cover any ground, that's for sure. But l'maisa, we break our heads trying to understand the sugyas. I've said this over many times. By Salvechik always thought that's the proper way to learn, even with Balabatim. He never understood why that's not the way most people learn. So Baruch Hashem, I'm very lucky. It's a schus that I'm able to come here every single Sunday morning. And it's all because of you. It's because you all have a chashivas, you all have a value system of Torah. You make it part of your day, you make it part of your life. You live Torah, you value the Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, was Torah Shabbat Peh. That was the whole Mahus of the Yom Tov. So I appreciate the gift, and I know whenever you have to give money, it's always difficult, but it's even more difficult because there's so many, everyone's in a different place and everyone's busy. We need one person who's going to be on top of it. That one person we know who's Miyasid Ishurim, takes care of everything that goes on here. If I mention his name, he'll beat me up, so I'm not going to say too much. We all know, you all know who he is better than I do. You get more emails than him than I do. But Lamaisa, all kidding aside, if we need people to step up. I get more texts. Man, we all, Baruch Hashem, there are people that are willing to devote their time to different parts of the share. We have people who make the coffee for the share. People make sure the share lets the young Israel has a place for us every single week. There are people that are involved in the growing of the share. Shiurim are not successful by themselves. You need a lot of factors. And Baruch Hashem, we're very lucky to have many different parties that make sure these shiurim work and that the young Israel hasn't thrown us out yet, Baruch Hashem. And we always have a room. And Tuesday night is a little bit more complicated. But Sunday morning, Baruch Hashem, we always have a place, and there's most of the time lights and heat. And Baruch Hashem, we're very gracious that they give us a place and let us make photocopies and let us learn Torah. We're very, very appreciative to that. And Amit Hashem, we should just continue to learning and growing together. We should be able to continue learning for many, many more years. We should sing simchas together. We should only grow together and see nachas from each other.
Amen.
Okay, now we're even more short on time. Okay, Rabbi said, what I want to talk about today is a shiur that, as Michael pointed out, I might have said before, but not exactly. Today I want to talk specifically about halal on Chanukah and the role of noshim in halal. Now the truth is this shiur can be given really three times a year. It can be given on Purim, it can be given on Chanukah, and anyone know what the third day it can be given on?
Yeah,
Pesach. Besides Pesach, okay, Pesach, the fourth, Yom Ha'atzmaut. Yom Ha'atzmaut. No, in all honesty, if you want to learn the sugya well of Yom Ha'atzmaut, you really have to start with Chanukah. Because if you think about it, Chanukah was the first made-up Yom Tov. It was the first Yom Tov made up by the Rabbanan. So if you want to borrow the terms for a, so to say, made-up Yom Tov by Rabbanan, not in the Torah, you got to look at Chanukah. And then you got to figure out what Chanukah is all about, the structure of Chanukah, and then you can figure out can you or can't you apply it to Yom Ha'atzmaut. So it's a real, in real honesty, and we've done this many years ago, we did this year, I think, but maybe we'll do it again this year. You need to really go back to Chanukah, and a little bit Purim also, because again, Purim was also not from the Torah, but Purim was at least Medivin Nevi'im. Chanukah was mamish made up by the rabbis. They made up a Yom Tov. So if they can make up a Yom Tov, perhaps later generations could also make a yom tov. So it's a very important sugya. Again, we're going to be focusing on that in the past. I think what you're referring to is we spoke about what the Yom Tov of Chanukah is about. Today I want to talk about why do we say the halal, which is perhaps even more connected to Yom Ha'atzmaut when you focus on the halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut to see whether or not that fits into what we're saying today about Chanukah. But either way, what I want to discuss today is the halal on Chanukah. Why do we say halal on Chanukah? Halal on Chanukah, we know, is not like halal on Rosh Chodesh. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minug. The Gemara says, the way the Rishonim explained it. Yet halal on Chanukah is mi'ikar adin. But why? Why exactly do we say halal on Chanukah? And how that will have an impact on the obligation for women to say halal. So we'll start with the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin starts off like this. Number one. The Omrei B'yechin M'shem 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 Yitzadik Shmoyin Asa Yomim. There are 18 days a year. Shayochid Goyim B'ben Etzahala. 18 days on the Jewish calendar in Eretz Yisrael, where you have what's known as a full halal, which means a real halal. Any halal that's not a full halal is not a real halal. Real halal is with all the trimmings, which means a full halal. The halal that we say without is only a minhag. Rosh Chodesh, second day's Pesach is maybe a machlokes b'shoinim. We'll have to talk about that at a different time. But a real halal carries a full halal. So what are the days, says the Gemara? The Gemara lays it out for us. You have Shemayin Asim Echag, 8 days Sukkis, Shemayin Yimei Chanukah, 8 days Chanukah, Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, first day Pesach, Yom Tov Harishon Shal Atzeres, first day Shavuos. Those are the 18 days. Ubegoyle, but if you live in outside Eretz Yisrael, so you have 21. Tishrei Meichag, 9 days Sukkis, Shemayin Yimei Chanukah, 8 days Chanukah, Shemayin Yom Tov Pesach, 2 days of Pesach, Ushnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres. You have 2 days Shavuos. Okay. Frakti Gemara basic kasha. What did we just say? We said first day Pesach, not second day Pesach, but the whole Sukkis. Frakti Gemara, Maishna b'chag d'aminu kol yema. Why Sukkis gets a whole halal every day? Umaishna b'pesach d'le aminu kol yema. Why don't you say a full halal, whole Pesach? Everyone knows that after the first 2 days of Pesach, we only say half. So if I'd stop right here, what would everyone answer me? Why do we only say half a halal on second day of Pesach? Because Maisa yodai tova b'yam. Everyone knows that. It's not what the Gemara says. It's not what the Gemara says at all. That's a medrash. That everyone knows that the reason why we don't say full halal on the second days of Pesach is because ma'isli yoda tava biyam ve'echay mim shira. How can you say shira when my people are drowning? Beautiful svara. It's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, u'ma'ishtav ha'pesach l'aymin l'kol yoyim ha'dechag. Zog the Gemara, chag chalukim b'korban esayim. Sukkis, each day brought a different korban. The Pesach ain chalukim b'korban esayim. But Pesach did not have different korban. It's the same korban brought each day after the first 2 days. Therefore, no shinei ha'korban, no amiras halal. Now, I think we did speak about in the past why this has any bearing halachah l'maisa. Why is this a pshat? Not for today, that's for Shvi Yishal Pesach. But that's what the Gemara says. So there's a nice piece, I think that we spoke about in the past, where Baron Kotler has a beautiful piece, how he wants to answer, why does the Gemara say this reason, and the Medrash says a different reason. So he has a whole stickle tire. Maybe we'll reference it today or not. But I want to move on. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is continuing and trying to figure out when and when we don't say halal. Says the Gemara, Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, Shabbos, that chalukah b'karbon esayim. Shabbos that has a special carbon than a regular weekday. Lema, why don't we say halal on Shabbos? Talk to Gemara, leikri moya, it's not called a yomtif. So what does that mean? That means one of the criteria to be saying halal, it has to be a yomtif. Frank the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh, leikri moya, Rosh Chodesh is called a holiday. Lema, why don't we say? Talk to Gemara, leikdish basiyas malacha. It's not enough of a yomtif to have kedusha with regard to issa malacha. The chesiv, it says, Ashir yilachem kelel, his kadesh. Chag leila hamekudish lechag toan shir v'shein mekudish lechag ain toan shir. What makes right from a pasuk that the only type of yomtif that gets halal if it's a yomtif that is an issur malach. Okay, so what are we holding right now? That in order to get halal, you either have to have chiluke karbonos or you have to be a yomtif that has an issur malach. Then v'rekti gemara Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim d'ikri ma'i v'iktish b'aseis malach aleima. So why is there no halal on Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur? So this we all know, the Gemara says, v'shem d'bavo, d'am b'bavo, omu malach ha'shar, z'nei kodesh baruch hu, v'bnei ma'in yisrael oivim shiru lefanecha. The malach ha'shar says, kodesh baruch hu, why are they saying shiru? V'shem yom kippurim, omu lehem, Hashem answered them, ev shem melech yesh v'kisi adim, v'sifichayim, v'sifim musim psuch lefanecha, v'yisrael oivim shiru lefanai. This is the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now's not the time for halal, because it's a very serious time. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not the time for halal. Okay, fine. This is what he needs. Talk to Gemara. V'ha-chanukah. What about Chanukah? D'loy hachi, v'loy hachi. Chanukah is neither going for it. There's no chalukei karbonos, and there's no iser malacha. Nothing. V'kama, and yet we still say it. And for the Gemara, mishum nisa. Because of the miracle. First of all, which miracle? We know there's two miracles in Chanukah. There's the Neshal Shemen and the Neshal Melchama. Which miracle? But besides that, which we'll have to deal with, but what does the Gemara seem to be saying? A new lamdus. Till now, we've been saying the only way to get halal is either with a carbon or with a
dog. Oh,
okay. That's already getting into the Brisker Rav's tire over here, okay? That's it. I don't know if I get to that. That's already, it's already at the end. Well, hopefully, we'll get to it today. But Poshim Shat in the Gemara is the Chari just taught us a major new Yisite. The Gemara just told us there's two dinim in halal. There's one, not two dinim, but two mechayivim in halal. Two sibas to say a halal. Either because of a yomtif, or even if it's not a yomtif, but nace. Nace alone is a reason to say halal. What type of miracle? What level of miracle? I have no idea. But miracles are a reason to say halal. Although they're not a yomtif, there's no issur malacha, there's no chaluki karbanis, it doesn't matter. As long as there's a miracle that took place, miracles are reasons to say halal.
What level of chiyuv is
that? Okay. Okay, that's what we're going to have to get to maybe today also. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, the Gemara continues, and there's important to continue with the Gemara. The Gemara says, "I Purim dekenisa leima." Purim also had miracles. What was the miracles on Purim? Just for a side note, you know, the miracle was what? A couple miracles that we got saved. We also went to war. It's a pretty big deal. There's also a Muhammad by Purim. I know. I always tell people, we as kids, we stopped the Purim story with Haman's hanging. That's not where the story ends. The story continues. And then we went to battle and we fought them. We weren't allowed to take the captivity. We weren't allowed to take the money. Ayin kliyaka, why not? Right? But the story doesn't end just when Haman's hung. So is that what the nes over here is? What's the nes of Purim? I don't know. And the Gemara is, the Gemara gives three answers why we don't say halal on Purim. Okay. So if we walk away from this Gemara, the assumption would be... I didn't want to talk about that today, but that's more of a something we can talk about in Purim. The Gemara has one of the Terutzim, Megilasa Izuhi Alayla. We will work it back. We'll see. Rabbi Salvechik has a piece in Harei Kedem, and based on that, he wants to answer up some of the stuff today. But there's a big discussion. The Gemara has a rule that the Megillah is the halal. So the Megillah is the halal, and therefore you don't have to say halal. So can you say the same thing that the Ner Chanukah is the halal? Why not? So what? If it's all about Pesume Nisa, if they're both Pesume Nisa, so then it should fit, right? If you're learning that both of these things are acts of Pesume Nisa, so then the Chayra, that should be, just like the Gemara has a comment, and the Meiri brings this, and the Sharetzir
brings... Is there a meaning that you have to say halal by day? And therefore the Neiris is...
That's another Shtickle Taira. And maybe there's a din that halal has to be done during the day. Right. That's another pshat. Once you can assume... Well, again, if you can assume Megillah is Pesume Nisa and you know Ner Chanukah is Pesume Nisa, so then it makes a lot of sense. Right? Makes sense. If they're both Pesume Nisa, so then it should be able to... Okay, well, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. But just Halach L'maisa, the Shari Tshuva brings down Halach L'maisa, Nachas Megillah, that if a person's on a stranded island and he has no Megillah, he takah should say Halo. So the question is, let's say the Chanukah. Let's say a person's on a stranded island and he can't lay Neres Chanukah. Would the Halo fulfill his Chi of Ner Chanukah? Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. But this is Gemara. Very important Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin is telling us... That's a different shayla, yeah. You have another problem. That's correct. So again, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can still make it up. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, even if you're by yourself and there's no one else up, you can still light with the bracha.
That's why they shoot those SOSs with lights.
That's right, everyone should know. So we have this is a very important Gemara, and I think it's an often forgotten Gemara. Because everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, but the Gemara in Erechim is a little bit off the beaten path. I was at a chas on a Thursday night, and I was at a discussion, and I usually don't pipe into other people's conversations. I kind of like to stay to myself. And someone brought up on the table, women halal on Chanukah. I said, this is a rye from Shemayim, I'm supposed to say the shir this Sunday. I wasn't sure, should I? It's a second Chanukah. So someone was talking about this, so again, I told him, what about the Gemara in Erechim? What's the Gemara in Erechim? So I said, the Gemara in Erechim. So this Gemara is often forgotten. These were loyim d'Torah. These are people that are knowledgeable people. I don't mean to say it in a negative way, Chas v'Shalom, but it's Gemara just to go off the beaten path. It's a very important Gemara. We'll see it complicates things immensely, this Gemara in Erechim. So we've got to remember the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The ikon nisa, the Gemara says, there's a miracle, which means kipshuto.
We've got to remember that. Can't read the top. Daf yud, amid
yud, it goes both. It starts in yud and turns to the next amid base. That's the Gemara in Erechim. Okay, so that's one Gemara. Then we have another Gemara in Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, my Chanukah. Famous Gemara. What is Chanukah? The Talmud Rabbanan we learned in the Brayso b'Chafik b'Kislev. You make Chanukah Timna Inu. There's 8 days of Chanukah. The Mispah B'Hayno Haspedim with the Lisanis Ben. Why? Kishenichtus Yivanim Lehechel. When the Yivanim came to the Hechel, Tamu Kol Hashmonim Shebehechel. They made a Tamu all the Shmonim. Ukishigav Malchus Beis Chashmonay V'Nitzchem. And they won the war. Botku. They checked the Lay Matzul Pachechon Shoshem. They only found one jar. Shaymunach B'Choisma Shekayin Gadol with the seal of the Kayin Gadol. V'Lohei Ba'El Hadigem Echel. Nasab Benes. This is a story we all know. V'Dlikim Menu Shmoyne Yamim. Stop there for a second. No mention at all in the Gemara of the war. Zero. There's no mention of the war. Nothing. This is all about the oil. Zog the Gemara, L'shan Acheris, the following year, Kavuam v'asu yamtif. They made Chanukah yamtif, behalel v'hoidah. With halel and hoidah. So this Gemara sounds like a different lumdus. This Gemara sounds like Kavu v'asu yamtif, memela behalel v'hoidah. Meaning, the reason why we're saying halel and hoidah is because they made it a yamtif. And what is a yamtif? On yamtif, you say halel v'hoidah. That's the other way of reading this. That's the simple way of reading the Gemara. No?
The
nice that prompted. Okay, that's right. The alumnus just took a time. The Gemara, right? Simple reading the Gemara. Kavu v'aso yomtiv means they made it into a yomtiv. Now that Chanukah is a yomtiv, now we say halal v'hoida, right?
Why do you say
that? Yeah, but very little detail. So if you look in the Alanisim, it's at length. Right, we give much more detail. You're right, there is a reference to it. But the in-depth discussion of the Mechama is really in the Alanisim. Not so much in the Gemara.
The Mechama would have been one day.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about that today, hopefully also, about what would have been, if not, what would have happened if not for the miracle of the Shemin. What?
Why
they wait for a year? So there's a bunch of different pshatim given. So the Tzitzliezer has a beautiful pshat. He says, because the first year people were hurt. Men went to war. They came back broken. It's not right to celebrate when people are bitzar.
It's like Rav Moshe with Rav
Hunter. Exactly, that story with Rav Moshe Rehunda. I said it over the Chumash last week. He said this connection with Rav Moshe Rehunda. But Salvechik writes, he thought that they should have waited another year after 1948. He thought just like this Gemara says, whenever you want to do something big, you got to wait, because people died in war. People came back hurt, and they lost, people lost fathers, and they lost sons, and lost brothers, and it's not the time to commemorate. You got to wait another year until everyone recovers. That's one of the pshatim that they bring down to why we waited. But, so this Gemara is interesting. Zakt Rashi, number three. Vaso yomtev bahal vaido, loisha asurim b'malacha. Rashi's bavarning akasha. What type of yomtev is Hanukkah? You know, we mentioned earlier a lot of the melacha on the Hanukkah. So Zakt Rashi, that's what the Gemara means. Loisha asurim b'malacha, shalei nikvu ela likreis halav aloi ma'alanisim bahido. The entire makeup of the yomtev is just to say halav. Then that sounds clearly from Rashi that what? That what's the lumness of the yomtiv? The whole yomtiv is only called the yomtiv with regard to saying halal. Which sounds like the halal is not coming from the miracle, but the halal is really coming from the chiyah, the fact that it's a yomtiv. Because the whole mahusa yomtiv is not real yomtiv. There's no isim malacha. There's no nothing else. So the whole makeup of the yomtiv is merely...
It's different than a regular yomtiv.
Why?
Regular yomtiv, the yomtiv comes first, and then we say halal because it's a yomtiv.
Yeah.
They're built into the yomtiv. What makes it a yomtiv is the fact that we're saying halal.
Okay, maybe. That might be true. That's what we're going to try to figure out today, hopefully. What came first? You know, this is a one...
This is more Eichin, you have to say.
Exactly, that's the problem. This Gemara in Eichin really makes things complicated. If we just had the Gemara in Shabbos, right, if you just had the Gemara in Shabbos, you'd say that the way this works was they decided Hanukkah is a yomtiv. Once Hanukkah is a yomtiv, yomtivs carry the dinim of halal, which is not really true. Because the Gemara said it has to have ikdish b'israsiyas malacha, and Hanukkah clearly doesn't. Okay. So we have two somewhat difficult Gemaras to understand. Let's build our case a little further. Another Gemara. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, Manal, to Omer, Bishum, and Levi, Noshim Chayeves, B'ner Chanukah. We all know women are obligated in Ner Chanukah. Right? Married women don't light because of Ishta Kigufoy. Single girls, Mistama, should light. They don't have Ishta Kigufoy. The single girls are just like single boys. They have the exact same Chiv when it comes to Chanukah. So women are Chayev in Ner Chanukah. Why? Sha'av, hey, Nahoyu, Boy, Sanis. Because they were also in the miracle. What miracle? What miracle were they in? Zakt Rashi, number five. Shigazu Yivanim al kol besulos hanisis, because they made a decree back in the times of the Yivanim that every girl, every besula before she got married, the bol the tafsut chilish. She had to first live with one of the generals. Okay. Vayidei isha nasanis. And this is Yehudis. Even though we mentioned many times, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Baltikav Chaim point out, the story of Yehudis did not happen at the time of Hanukkah. It happened hundreds of years before. We just kind of lump it together because there was never a time to properly commemorate Yehudis' victory. So we just attached it to Hanukkah. But it's not exactly at the same. This seems to be somewhat against perhaps these Rishayim. Okay, in the past we tried to work these things out. But what do you see from Rashi? That the nace that we're referring to is somewhat about the Milchama. It doesn't say anything about the oil. The women are no sheikhs to the oil. Whether or not the Beis Hamikdash would light the menorah, it didn't really affect the women that much. That wasn't exactly their role. So where do women work their way into the Hanukkah story? They work their way into through the milchama. So what do you see from the Gemara? That if it's the milchama, then women are as much as men. Maybe even more active than men because of the role of Yehudis. Okay. So what do you have from this Gemara? You have from this Gemara that women are actively chayv in their Hanukkah because they were equally, if not more so, involved in the milchama. So, if women are chayv in their Hanukkah, shouldn't they be chayv in halal as well? Shouldn't they go hand in hand? If women are chayv in their Hanukkah because they played an active role and they were under the pain of the Yevanim, they should also be able to rejoice and say halal with the men. That's what we're going to get to today.
They're not the same kind of nes.
Exactly. Two different miracles. Two different.
No, it's not that they're two different miracles. They're two different types of miracles because the nes... By the oil was supernatural.
Correct.
Right.
That's what the Maral writes.
But the war
was al pi derech
hatav. That's
right. So that's right.
Maybe that's the difference.
So therefore, the shemen they are in. So that's why they're not in the shemen. They are in.
We're making a distinction.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Hopefully, that's the Maral's understanding of the difference between the two nisim, and it has an impact halach l'maisi even as well.
You're saying Yehudis didn't happen there.
No.
Because the Mitzvah, she's the daughter of Matashah Kohen Gadol. She's a sister of all them. And when she took out his head, they all ran.
Reb Yaakov Emden in Moruk Tzia on Hilchas Chanukah, as does the Kavachayim, they both make this comment that it didn't happen. They say it happened much earlier. I don't know. That's what they say. Now, it's more interesting, the Ran in Shabbos writes that the reason why we eat Gvina, I think everyone got this minhag wrong again. Right. If you look in the Ran and the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is not to eat milchiks. The minhag is to eat gvina. Gvina, that's what it says. Cheese. cheese.
Cheese is milchiks.
No, cheese is cheese. Milchiks is dairy.
That's part of the medicine.
She fed him gvina. She fed him gvina. So there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch based on this Ran. The Ran says that because of Yehudas, we eat gvina. So again, it's not a kasha because Ayin Achram, Yehudas didn't happen at the time of Hanukkah, but since we're commemorating Yehudas on Hanukkah time, that's why we do it. But again, both of them write, both in Morik Tziyah and Kafachayim, they both write that the story of Yehudas did not happen. Hanukkah time happened years earlier. We just commemorate it this time. Because that was oppression. This was oppression. We don't put it all together. That's what they said.
I don't want to misquote you because this happened last night.
Oh, no.
I
heard once from a Rav, you know you make it big when people misquote you.
Right.
I heard once from a Rav.
No, because you said it once before last night in my house. Based on this Gemara in Rashi, single girls have the same chiyuv as single boys.
Yep.
Okay, because one of my daughter's friends was over last night and she said she never saw in her life that single girls light a menorah. I said, why not?
I don't see why there's a difference.
Because she said before that it's the same chiyuv.
100%. I don't know why it's different.
What else did she say?
That's also true, which I didn't really want to get into today because I wanted to leave that maybe for Purim time, but we'll touch a little bit about the famous Machlokes Rishonim, what Afim Bayis Hanes means and how it impacts the Bahag Shita is what I really want to mean to the Bahag and Taisus Megillah. Hopefully we'll get to later today. Okay, let's see another Gemara in Pesachim. Oh wow, okay, that's Gemara in Pesachim number 6. We're running short on time. Zakti Gemar, another very important Gemar. Zakti Gemar, the Gemar is having a whole discussion, Kofi Zayin and Psachim, to who made up halal and when do we say halal. Very important Gemar. Zakti Gemar, Rav Chachamim Aimrim, Nevi'im Shebineim Tiknu Lehem Yisrael. The Nevi'im amongst them were Misakin halal. She Oimim Oisya called Perik Uperik. She said that every single Perik doesn't mean chapter, it means that every interval at certain times throughout the year. Val kol tzara v'tzara sheloitova aleim Yisrael, on any tzara that should not befall the Jewish people, which Rashi explains, it's a nice way of saying that had befell the Jewish people and we were saved. Ulich shenigalim, and when we are redeemed, aimim oisei al gulos. We say halal on our redemption. Now, what exactly does it mean? I call perik v'perik, I call tzara v'tzara. So many Achareim learn. I call perik v'perik is referring to halal on Yom Tov. That comes up occasionally. Periodically, perik to perik means throughout the year, there's scattered certain days on the calendar where we say halal. What's called tzara v'tzara? Zakt Rashi, and the same lomnus is found in the Rashbam. Zakt Rashi, lishna ma'al Yehudinaka, we're saying it in a nice way. Kloy ma'ashim chas v'sholom tovi tzari aleim yeshi'u mimenu, oimim oisa agulosan, kigain Chanukah. The example that Rashi and the Rashbam both thought of, grandfather and grandson both thought of the same idea, was the example of a tzara? That's Chanukah. So now I'm really confused. So now it sounds like from this Gemara that the halal on Chanukah is coming from something differently. It's coming because of a tzara, nigalu. I don't know, is that nes? Does that have to be a miracle? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Is every tzara, nigalu automatically a miracle? Perhaps. It doesn't sound like it's coming from the halal on Yom Tov. It doesn't sound like the halal is coming from the fact that it's Yom Tov. That's the first thing. Kol perik v'perik is halal the Yom Tov. It sounds like from both Rashi and the Rashbam that the halal is not coming from the fact that it was a Yom Tov. The halal is coming from the fact that we were being oppressed, and when the oppression left, now that's a reason to celebrate.
So this Gemara seems to be a real strong proof to Yom HaTzmaut.
Very much so, yeah. This is one of the Gemaras that you need to discuss when learning to discuss it, is this Gemara, 100%. This Gemara is important.
You have to do year after year.
That's the other point. That's the Meiri's point. The Meiri discusses this in Shabbos and other places. Perhaps this Gemara is only a one-time event. Or for those that were affected by it. That's another nekuda that needs to be discussed. Maybe this is all true for those that went through it, meaning those who went through the wars, the next year, or for perhaps even following years, they commemorate it. If I lived in America, or I wasn't born yet, so am I also included in the Tzara v'Nigalu? Or this is only those that were actually in the Tzara?
Well, at some level affects all Jewish people. I mean, it's hard to isolate. Just because you weren't physically there.
Again, the question is how...
You say by Pesach, you weren't physically there when the...
But the halal on Pesach... We know the halal on Pesach is going to be coming from a different... Well, again, there's two halals. There's halal Lel Pesach, and then there's halal on the Yom Tov of Pesach.
Right, which we spoke about.
So that's already two dinim. The halal Lel Pesach has to do with... We'll get to a little bit more. Halal on Yom Tov is regular Yom Tov. Regular Yom Tov, we all have to say halal on Yom Tov.
Because Pesach is a Pesach that says you were...
We
but
all
by day, but not at night.
No, so the halal Lel Pesach is also. Well, let's try to get to it. Let's see another Gemara. Now we'll talk a little bit. Where I wanted to really originally go with is now where does the role of women in halal fit? So if we were to stop right now, we have seemingly three Gemaras. One Gemara in Erech that talks about miracle. One Gemara in Shabbos that talks about Yom Tov. One Gemara in Pesachim that talks about Nigalu, and a Gemara that says women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah. That's where we're so far holding right now. Let's see a Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Chazak. The Mishnah. If, let's say, for example, you have the person leading the halal happens to be an Eved or an Isha or a Katan. They're the Chazan. How that happened, I don't know, but they're leading the halal. Says the Mishnah, Makrin Oisoi, Oina Achereyem Masha Heinoimrim. You have to read along whatever they're saying. Why? So Rashi over there explains. Because you can't be Yetzi with them because they're not Mechoyiv. And since they're not Mechoyiv, they can't be Moitzi you with Shemeh Koina, whatever it is. So you have to repeat all the words that they said. Zog Taisvis in number 9. Mash Makan, you see from this Mishnah, the Isha Ptur Mehalal, the Sukkis. Again, the Mishnah over there was talking about Sukkis. Zog Taisvis, you see from this Mishnah, that women are potter from Halal on Sukkis. The Chain Da Atzeres. Zog Taisvis, and likewise on Shavuos. The timer, what's the reason? Shem the mitzvah shazman grami, because halal is a mitzvah shazman grami. Ayv yafak av de behal de le psochim, mash me parag av de psochim, mechayv ye bedal kaisis. What do you mean? Fact Taisvis, but they're chayv in lel Pesach and halal. How do I know it's Zog Taisvis? Because they're chayv in dal kaisis. Umistamu le tiknu dal kaisis el kadei lo yimar leim halal agoda. So we know women are chayv in halal lel Pesach. So why are women chayv in halal on Pesach and not Sukkos and Shavuos? Says Taisvis, v'ay shani halal de Pesach, da ala nezba. Because why do we say halal lel Pesach? The miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were very involved. They left Mitzrayim as much as the men left Mitzrayim. Not only that, we know Chazal tells us, but because Noshim said Kani is Nigalu, that might be the reason why we got out. Avol Kan Loyal Anes Omer, but Halal on Sukkis and Halal on Shavuos. That's not coming from the miracle. That's coming because of Yom Tov. So Halal that comes from Yom Tov, women are exempt. Halal that comes from miracles, women are obligated. Oh, so now we got a big problem on our hands. If you're telling me that the Halal on Charika comes from the Nisim Nisa, like the Gemara in Erechin, or perhaps like the Gemara in Psachim called Tzara v'Nigalu, so women should be chayv in Halal. So maybe they are. In that case, they would be able to lead it exactly. Now, who says they're not? Who says they're not chayv? Zog the Rambam.
But according to Tzitz, this is only talking about at night. So they're not correct.
What night? Halal blood Pesach. Halal blood Pesach. Right.
Does that mean at the Seder? That means in Marv.
No, that's the Seder. That halal blood Ma'ariv is a minuk. That halal is a minuk, which is that we've spoken about in the past.
Right, okay.
That minuk is problematic. Why exactly you make a bracha? Don't you make a bracha? That's a minuk. We're talking about halal at the Seder. So who says women don't make? Who says women don't say halal Chanukah? Who says they don't? The Rambam says they don't. Not exactly, but perhaps he says that. Look at the Rambam number 9, Hilchas Chanukah. Just agav, the Rambam is interesting because where does the Rambam write all of Hilchas Halal? The Rambam has no chapter called Hilchas Halal. His chapter is called Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, he talks about Hilchas Halal. So that leaves us with a little bit of a question. Is that Halal that he's talking about Halal of Chanukah, or is it Halal of Rosh Chodesh and all year long also? A little confusing. We don't know what to make of it. The Rambam just writes all of Hilchas Halal in Hilchas Chanukah. So there's a debate if he meant it just for Chanukah, or perhaps he meant it for other things, or not clear. But what does the Rambam write in Hilchas Chanukah? He quotes word for word the Mishnah and Sukkah. Hu hayi oimer baruch haba, v'chol oimer baruch haba, v'mahayi hamakri es ahalo katun oi eved o isha, oin achrei ma'ashein oimer mila b'mila b'chol halo. The Rambam writes like the Mishnah. So if the Rambam, so you can tell me the Rambam is not talking about halal on Chanukah, he's talking about halal on Shavuos. Perhaps. But the Rambam is written in Hilchas Chanukah. So if the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah thought that women are chayv in halal and Chanukah, he should have at least written b'med dvarim murim b'halal shakoyim ha'shana. Ava halal b'chanukah, they are chayv. The pashtus of the Rambam is not. The Rambam seems to be learning the Mishnah and Sukkah even by Chanukah, which means the Rambam holds women are not chayv in halal and Chanukah. Question is why? Why are women not chayv in halal if they were afhein hoyu b'oisa hanis? Everyone holds women are chayv in Megillah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that in a second. So that's going to talk about the famous sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag has a chiddush in Taisvis that although the Gemara says women and men are both equally chayv and Megillah, they're not really both equally chayv and Megillah. One has a chiyuv shmiya and one has a chiyuv kriya. So we'll have to touch that upon that in a minute. Let's try one more Rambam, perhaps. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Megillah, in Hilchas Chanukah, kol shechayv b'kriyas ha-Megillah, anyone that's chayv in kriyas ha-Megillah is chayv b'hadlokas ner Chanukah. Is chayv in hadlokas ner Chanukah. Why don't you write kol shechayv b'kriyas ha-Megillah chayv b'halal? Why is he talking about Chanukah? Why is he only contrasting Megillah to Chanukah? Why did he leave out Halal? So Pashup Shah, you could say, is because it's not in the Gemara. The Rambam is always by the Gemara. The Gemara says women are chayiv in Megillah, and the Gemara says women are chayiv in Chanukah. There is no Gemara that says women are chayiv in, at least no Gemara Mefurish that says chayiv in Halal. So the Rambam didn't go that way. But those are chayiv who want to bring a raya from this Rambam, like the first Rambam, that the Rambam holds women are tak exempt from Halal and Chanukah. Okay, one more shita is the Magen Avraham. Sorry?
You can't make the same.
I'm going to get to that in 1 second. We'll see the possibility is rejected by the Stechem.
Why is that a question? Why is he just saying the mitzvah of Purim is the Megillah and the mitzvah of Hanukkah is the Neros?
Could be. So could be contrasting those two types of things.
The Iker Iker mitzvah of the day.
Perhaps. Perhaps he's counting the two mahus mitzvahs of the day. And the makeup of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is the Neiris, and the makeup of Purim is the Megillah. Those two, maybe.
Is Afrin Hayu also an ace the same thing as saying hallow because of an ace?
Okay, that's another possibility we'll get to today, I hope. That's another Shiloh. So let's see. So the Magen Avraham, again, the Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So in Tov Chav Beit is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. What does the Magen Avraham write? Noshim Beturah is Mikol Halal. Women are potter from all Halal. All. That sounds like everything. Bibnei Shehi Mitzvah Seish Az Magromo. Ulefichach, therefore, Eini Chayil Mahoitzi Achim Dechvas, and women can't be Mahoitzi men because they're not obligated. Elim Kein, Oin Achreim, Kol Mila V'Mila, unless you repeat word for it. So we have a Magen Avraham. That is explicit that women are not chayv in halal and Hanukkah. We also have the Rambam that seems to imply that way. The question is, why not? What happened to the svar of Afim Bayis Hanes? What happened to that? The same way they're chayv in Eres Hanukkah, they should be chayv in halal as well. Comes along this Eres Petruva, which is an enikel of the Chassam Sefer. He's the son of the Kassav Sefer. So he's a grandson of the Chassam Sefer. So he has a tshuva about this. And he writes like this, a big chiddush. He says, V'tzrichim loymar, he's on the side that women are chayv in Eres Hanukkah. He thinks women are chayv. What's his lamdas? But tzvichalayim kamayish etiris haprichadosh. Kushes habes yosef de'ezen neis nasa b'lele b'shoinu. The kash is, what miracle happened on the first night? It's a famous kash. The first night there was no miracle. The first night they had the shem into light. So yeah, Reb Chaim, they cut it, they divided it up. I'm not here to give over to Rutzim for the Beis Yosef's kash, right? The first night wasn't such a miracle. So why is the Yom Tov of Hanukkah the first night? Why do we light menorah the first night? Says the Soyer's Betshuva of the Tirutz, was the Pre-Chodesh answer. The mashim adlikim b'lel chafehu mitam simchas neis nitzoch ra'mochama. The menorah, the first night menorah is because of the mochama, not because of the shemen. K'moshim adlikim neiris b'chol simcha. You light neiros when you're happy. When a person is rejoicing, he lights candles. So writes him. Well, if he's there, Asi Shabbat, now it's Zaktim, Ashtukal Torah. Hold the Noshim Chayev is Lahad in their Chanukah. Now I know why women are Chayev Lahad in their Chanukah. Vuhad in Mashim Adikim B'chol Yomim. Now I know why they light. The lighting is because, like Rashi says, they were involved in the Muhammad, they were connected to the Muhammad, they were oppressed by the Muhammad, so therefore they light neiros Chanukah. That would only be the first night, Pashtus. But look what he says. He says, then in the other nights, it kind of got like absorbed together. We mixed the two reasons together. Therefore, he writes, I'm being your raya. What's the biggest raya from the Alanisim? Where does the Alanisim come from? The Alanisim come from Sechah Seifim. Sechah Seifim is where we have the Nusach. No, that's Haneir Salalu. Is from the Sechah Seifim. I don't know who wrote Alanisim, but he writes Alanisim is what? I mean, Haneir Salalu, right? That comes from the Sechah Seifim. Odom Adlikim, what do we say? Alanisim, Valanifloiz, Vachuiz, Vahamochamois. Why are we mentioning the war when we're lighting the Shemin? The Shemin is not about the war, the Shemin is about the oil. The Mulchama is really a side factor. The Mulchama is why we're in the Matzif where we had the Shemin that we needed to light. But that's not the point. Saktim, no. Nokat Chues al Mulchamas, the Gamnisim and the Flois Blush and Rabbim, Vilo Hayakavana, Dafkala, Nasim and Neira, Haitachoim and Nas Blush and Yach. There's only one miracle. What's the Nisim? The answer is no. He thinks Mamish, part of the menorah, this really changes our whole outlook of the menorah. Part of the menorah is focusing on the melchama also. It's not just the shemen.
Well, wasn't the war over by that?
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah, it's commemorating the fact that we won the war. Right. That's his pshat. So, but we all think that why do we light candles? We light candles to commemorate the miracle of the oil. Now, he's saying no, and this is more geschmack. Because if you learn that the whole miracle is just the shemen in the base of Mikdash, women have no sheiches to that. Didn't impact their life whatsoever. So why are women chayv in their Chanukah?
Even men didn't have. Right?
Okay, a little bit more. Yeah, if Tumah Hojib Tzibah kasha, which will come. Oh, that's another kasha. If you hold Tumah Hojib Tzibah, it's really shver. Right? So then they really had. Okay, hopefully we'll get to it later today. Okay, so Zakt him. You can see I don't have a Hanukkah party today. Lefizeh Mela Muchach, or maybe I do, and that's why I'm trying to stay here longer. I don't know. Lefizeh Mela Muchach, the Kivan the Noshim Chayevis Bener Chanukah, Zogt him, since the women are part of the Chayev Ner Chanukah, Mishum Sheikun Isak, Mishum Necha Mochama. Like Rashi and the Rashbam, like Rashi said, the Menaira is the reason why I'm a woman Chayevah is because they were in the war. Ah, if it has to do with the war, Zogt him, so therefore, Mikol Shekin Bahalo. Now, for sure, women have to be chayv in a halal. Mishum nitzach al mocham levadei nizak in the chayv is above mikav v'chaymer. Kivin shayi ba'oys egzer v'gam egzer is bitl shabbos l'noshim k'aymer anoshim v'nas and esay deim im kemen meil amuchach kivin shachayv is min hachanaka mikoshik in the chayv is b'halal. Paskins him without a doubt a chayv. If the chayv in menoira, he calls it a kol shikain. Yesh told him why it's such a kol shikain. His kol shikain is because Neiros Chanukah, at the end of the day, has two nisim that took place. The shemen and the mocham. But since this only has one miracle, avada they have to be obligated because they're very much relevant to the Mocham.
Since Nashim have only one miracle?
Yeah, he's assuming that the Shemin didn't really do much for them. Mashenki, the Mocham was.
But can't you really make the argument that it's really one big... The whole point, because the whole point of the Shemin lasting is we won the war so that we could then have the right to light the menorah.
Correct.
Again, right? Because we didn't have the right. We couldn't light the menorah as long as they occupied the base of Migdash, right?
Right.
So we win the war, and the first thing we do
is
show that we've won the war,
right?
Right, is to light the menorah, and that's when the miracle happens. It's really one long
event. Again, we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but just if you all turn to page 3 for 1 second, just to really change your whole Hanukkah outlook, is Rabbeinu Yonasan Lunil. One of the great Rishonim. He has a whole different, in number 26, and we're going terribly out of order, and it's really disturbing the whole flow of things, but we're running short on time, so we're probably not going to get too far. So I just want to mention this because it's very important. It should change everyone's Hanukkah. He writes, the Gemara says, we have a Yom Tov of Shemayna Yomim. He says like this, Shaloi Nasa Neis Kazel Yisrael. The Yom Tov of Hanukkah was such an amazing miracle, a miracle we've never seen before. She'ilu Paroi like Gazer Ala Mitzvahs, because Paroi never was Gazer Mitzvahs. The Yovan Harosha Gazra. The Fichach Harichu Elu Hayomim Kishir Achag. You know why we have 8 days of Hanukkah? Says Rabbi Yerushalmi Lunel. Nothing to do with the Shemen. Irrelevant to the oil. If we would have went into the base of Migdash and lit a menorah for 8 days, we still would have had 8 days of Hanukkah. Unbelievable. So Rabbi Yerushalmi Lunel, you know why? Kishir Achag Shishmani Yomim. Where did the 8 days come from? To Kapi Sukkos. This is such an amazing Yom Tov that we beat the Yavanim, says Rabbi Yerushalmi Lunel, one of the Rishonim. We have 8 days because of commemoration and celebration of the Milchama, not the Shemin. Now this does beg the question, if we're going to copy Sukkos, then it should have an Isra Asiyas Malach. Okay, so where does the menorah work its way in? Unbelievable, he writes, Ukeshabov v'nichbalahem neis b'shemin, hoisivu l'hadaka neiris. And later on, they made the din of neiris Chanukah. It's a secondary experience. L'haske k'felos ha-neis, l'haske b'meneis. V'afilu lo hoya nasa l'bahem neis b'shemin. Let's say there would have never been a miracle of the oil. We still would have had the most lengthiest holiday that's out there, i.e. 8 days. We'd have no menorah. Unbelievable. It changes our entire outlook on Hanukkah. According to him, Hanukkah is not so much about, we would have had the exact same Yom Tov, and we'd still eat donuts, and we'd still play dreidel, and we'd still say hallel, all of it. The entire Yom Tov has nothing to do with the Shemin. It's attached to it was the Shemin.
Donuts clearly has to do with the Shemin.
I don't know, yeah, I'm not sure if it still worked their way in. Maybe. Not here. That's a good point. Now, this is a Gavaldic Yisrael from Yerushalmi Lunel. Now, it makes things much more complicated when you work through the alumnuses of why you say hallel. According to him, why are you saying hallel? Because of the Nesa of the Shemin? It can't be. It can't be because of the Nesa of the Shemin. Because we would have had the Yom Tov without the Nesa of the Shemin. So according to him, why are you saying it? Because of the Nesa of the Mochama. Or just the Mochama, or because of the Mochama. So according to him, it works its way through with regard to that.
Case.
Why?
It could be you would have had the other, but you wouldn't have said hallel.
No, it sounds like we're copying Sukkos. He writes before, so we're copying like Sukkos. You're right, you could say it. That would be hard to believe. Now, there's a Stei Chemer over here. Okay, we're on page 2. Yeah, how much time do we have?
As long as you want.
I feel bad. Teichet de Tzibur. Teichet de Tzibur. Teichet de Tzibur.
Which we have no interest in going to.
Right, that's because the hallel there, right. That's something you'd have to work out. If the hallel on Sukkot is because of the Yom Tov, so then women are exempt. If the hallel on Chanukah is coming because of a miracle, not just because of the Yom Tov, it would be very much relevant. Yeah.
The Menorah is just taking Sukkot because that's the longest holiday.
That's right.
We had a holiday 15.
That's right. Exactly.
It would be that.
Exactly. That's what he says, because it's the longest Yom Tov that we have. It's an amazing concept, this Rabbeinu Yerushalmi Lunel. It'd be a really fascinating idea. So the Stei Chemer is bothered with this kasha. The Stechemer wants to know why is that women are potter from Neir's Chanukah, why the Chayv in Neir's Chanukah and potter from Hallel. So the Stechemer writes for Davar Pashit, the reason is, number 13 says the Stechemer, is because the whole Neis is because of the Milchama, and women have no Shaykhs to Milchama. Just like we know, the Sefer Chinuch writes women are potter from the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar, because they have no mitzvah of killing Amalek.
Even though they benefited from it,
since they are not connected, there's like the Stechemer, that's why women are potter. So what do you see from the Stei Chemer? The Stei Chemer is assuming that the reason why Hallel is recited on Chanukah is because of which miracle? The miracle of the Milchama. And since the reason of the miracle of the Milchama women have no Shaykhs to, that's why they're potter from Hallel. What's the Bam Kash? Oh, so what's the Bam Kash? According to this, Rashi said, why do women are chayv in their Chanukah? Because they were involved in the Milchama. What do you mean? You told me that the Mechama has no shaykhs to women. Here you tell me the Mechama is a siba to be mechayiv women in Chanukah, but it's a reason to pat the women from halal. It doesn't seem to add up. But that's the Steichemet Lomdus. Then the Steichemet says something which is very gishmak.
Well, why don't we say Afinu goes in by Parshas Zachar? Or is it not
comparing
a
nace? Right, it's a secondary step. The Steichemet has a kasha. Why don't we pull...
But yeah. Here it's also a secondary step.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? Because they benefited from the war.
That's it. That's the step.
And by Purim?
So they should be, right? That's where the Chayv and Megillah. So, now he's learning it's the Melchama that we're commemorating. Not the fact that we were saved. It's the fact that we went to war and we came back victorious. So he said women didn't go to war. They sat at home. So but by Purim, there was no war. Purim, every head was going to be killed, so to say. But the Steichemet has a Gevaldik Akasha. We know there's a Taisus in Megillah Daftal. Taisus in Megillah has a Bahag. Bahag says, although men and women are equally chayiv in Megillah, they're not equally chayiv in Megillah. One has a chayiv kriya, and one has a chayiv shmiya. One has a chayiv to read a Megillah, one has a chayiv to hear a Megillah. And therefore, says the Bahag, since women only have a chayiv to hear the Megillah, not to read the Megillah, a lady can't be might see a man from the Megillah. So says the Steichemet, beautifully, say the same thing by Chanukah. Afein hoyibay saneis doesn't make women equal. It just makes them in the parsha, but not equal to men. So that's why a man can't be might see a lady in Kriyas Halal, because a lady has, let's say, a chi of Shmiya, and a man has a chi of Kriya, very gishmak. It's a beautiful shtikal Torah. Why doesn't it work? Says the Steichemet, because the Rambam doesn't pass like the Bahag. The Rambam holds when it comes to Megillah, men and women are exactly equal.
No, but that's not even the key, because Megillah is the entire thing. Megillah is a scroll that you're hearing, it's a story. Halal is a spontaneous thing, you're expressing praise. You can't only be chayv to hear somebody else express praise. You have
good.
To be
agree.
Halal,
agree. That's what I originally thought when someone asked me this kasha. I thought like you, that there are two different types of experiences. There's only one problem. And this is going to be a kasha on one of the pshatim from Rabbi Salvechik as well. There's a gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Dalet that's on the page that says Mefurish that halal is a pesume nisa. Halal is an expression of spreading a miracle. Then it makes it just like Megillah. This is a big problem. This gemara is another gemara that's often not focused on because the gemara is hidden in the second parak of Brachas. There's a gemara in Brachas that says at least on one side of the Chakira that's pashas to where we paskin is that halal is an expression of pesume nisa. There is a machloekis mishain in what halal are we talking about.
Rosh Chodesh
it can't be. Good. That's a big. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos holds it's at least for sure Chanukah. At least Chanukah is pesume nisa. Now I'm not saying everyone agrees to that Ramban, but there is such a Ramban like that. It's a big machlokes Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so let's try to wrap this up as quickly as we can. So the Steichemet writes in number 14 a Nupshat. He comes up with a real doozy over here. I'm sorry. He says he rejects that pshat. So the Bahag's pshat doesn't work because the Ramban Paschal is not like the Bahag. So Rebbe Yashiv has a pshat. One of the thought processes from Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv writes that we all misread the Gemara in Shabbos. When the Gemara in Shabbos said that Chanukah was Yimei Halal, it didn't mean you're supposed to say Halal. It meant you're supposed to say Al Anisim. So to Rebbe Yashiv, Kavo'u Bohido B'Halal is really a fancy way of saying you're supposed to say Al Anisim. So there was Zokter B'Liashiv, why do we say Halal and Chanukah? We're not saying Halal and Chanukah because it's a Yom Tov. The Halal and Chanukah is because of the Gemara in Pesachim. Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Kishenigalu. Zokter B'Liashiv, whenever you have that type of Halal, that's Mitzvah Shez Magrama type of Halal. Women are exempt. It's not Afim B'Yisanes. It's the third category according to B'Liashiv. There's three types of Halal. There's Afim B'Yisanes, there's Yom Tov Halal, and then there's Kishetzara Nigalu Halal. Zokter B'Liashiv, Chanukah is Kishetzar Nigalu type of halal. Therefore, that follows the regular rules of Mitzvah Shez Magrama, and therefore women are potter. What?
Why?
Why did he decide that?
No.
I don't know.
Why should that follow the rules of Mitzvah Shez Magrama? It's more like Afein
Hagosah. I would have assumed like that, right? That's what I would have thought. But this is Rebbe Liashiv's way of learning the Gemara. Rebbe Salavechik has two pshatim in Harekhed, and I want at least try to mention. One pshat he has is an interesting pshat. Number 16, he writes like this. So Rabbi Salvechi, when do we say afim b'yisenes? When the mitzvah is not just a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that has pesume nisa. Like Neris Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, even Dalet Kosis, which we don't think of it like that. So Rabbi Salvechi, if the mitzvah that you want to be mechayiv women is not a pesume nisa type of mitzvah, we don't apply the rule of afim b'yisanis. Therefore, says Rabbi Salvechik, halal is not a pesume nisa. Since halal is not pesume nisa, afim b'yisanis will not be mechayiv them. That's his pshat. Now, there's a shtickle problem. Well, that's A, the kash in the Gemara Brachas, and B, what about halal lel Pesach? Halal lel Pesach with a mechayiv because of afim b'yisanis. Right? That's a shtickle funny. His second pshat is even more gishmak. His second pshat, number 18, is like this. He quotes, there's a minority opinion from Reb Daniel Ababli, brought down by Reb Yochum Fischel Perlau, that holds Hallel on a miracle is a mitzvah to say deraisa. The Chassam Sofer rules like this as well. Hallel, when a miracle takes place, is a din deraisa, which means Chanukah, we have to do something to commemorate what happened. Now, the what to, how to do it, might be the Rabban. But if we go the whole Chanukah and do nothing to commemorate miracles, we violate an Issa Dereis, violate a Mitzvah Dereis. So this Chiddush from the Daniel Ababli is a step further. He holds that the recitation of Halal, when a miracle takes place, is a Din Dereis. Okay? So therefore, says Rabbi Salvechik Gishmak, he says, just like the Gemara says by Purim, that the Megillah and the Halal become one. Same thing. Avada women are chayv in Halal. But a lady's Halal will be absorbed, it will be fulfilled in her lighting of the menorah. That's pshat, and why women have a specific thing that they don't do malach when the neiros are lit. Because this is their expression of Halal. They express Halal through the Neiros. So since they're expressing the Halal through the Neiros, because again, Midrash, you have to express Hoidah. How to do it is Midrabban. So the Rabbanan said they'll be able to express it through the lighting of the Menorah. And therefore, the Chayiv in Megillah. They just make Kayim it through the Halal. So he writes over here at the end. There they were misaking their halal to be done in tefillah. Meaning, I guess by women, since they're not structurally normally davening as much, so therefore we gave them like an easy path to do it in the Neiros. But let's say a lady doesn't like Neiros Chanukah. So to my salvation, you're going to have a problem. He writes, should come out, if a lady is not saying, she has to do something. That's his pshat. That's right. She should have to say Halal. That's Rabbi Salvechik's point, which is not usually the case. One last pshat. There's much more to get to here. I feel bad and I have to go as well. I urge everyone to continue reading. It's some fascinating pshat. Rabbi Yochanan Moshe has a beautiful pshat where he makes everything work together. But we'll just wrap up. Rabbi Avad Yosef has another possibility. Rabbi Avad Yosef wants to suggest if you hold that Halal on Chanukah is a deraisa, and there's a famous Tosfos. Tosfos says that Afein Bo Yisaneis can never work for a Chiyuv deraisa. So he says, oh, then it's beautiful. Since you hold Halal's deraisa and Afein Baisanes is only derabbanan, so you can't be mechayiv women on a mitzvah deraisa with Afein Baisanes. So therefore, Halal below Pesach might be deraisa, but since Halal below Pesach is not deraisa, Hashaykin Halal on Chanukah might be deraisa.
How can Halal on Chanukah be deraisa? Though Chanukah is not deraisa.
No, but getting the Halal, the expression of a gratitude is deraisa. That's his chiddush.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
The derabbanan was how to do it.
Whenever you have such a situation,
the derabbanan were how to do it. So therefore, according to him, that's the other way. So therefore, since you Halal Pesach is Shver Halal Pesach.